Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. Listening to this or where you're listening from, I like to greet you properly. So good day, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Monday with Miss Lex. So happy Monday. That's when this is originally being recorded. And it just so happens to be April 1st, 2024. But whenever you are hearing this, it's time for you to hear this because we are in a time in life where things are rapidly changing. You know, I talk about this often because me personally, I don't feel that it's talked about enough because we're often distracted. But we got to understand that if we are going to live our life on purpose, get through all of the distractions, we're going to have to start changing what we say out of our mouth. We're going to have to start altering our thoughts when our thoughts want us to think negative. This is how you allow the spiritual experience to happen in the physical. Like, I'm not going to be on here too long or be super deep because I do have to attend to some things today on this Good Mood Monday. But I just wanted to stop by here to encourage you to keep going, of course. Like, I'm never going to stop you to not keep going. Why? Because I know when you're not listening to me, you've got so many other people telling you that you can't. So I'm here to tell you and to remind you that you can. So keep going. But to continue on with the conversation, I wanted to talk about changing your thinking so you can change your brain and your body. And when your brain and your body have changed, then you can start to experience the purpose that you're here for. So it's very important for us to, you know, challenge and correct negative thoughts. Like, whenever you start to tell yourself that you can't, at that very moment is when you are supposed to buckle down. One, I will suggest pray to the Most High, because you're supposed to lay every weight that so easily besets you. You're supposed to weigh that on the Most High. You're supposed to say, you know what, Father, I'm worried, but I'm going to give that anxiety, I'm going to give that worry to you today so that I can stay focused on not what it looks like, but what it is. And that is a part of growth. So I encourage you today on this Good Mood Monday to shake that thing. You may have had an amazing weekend. Your weekend was probably something that you long to experience. And now you're back into the reality of, you know, life and the parts of life that's lifing, and you're like, ugh, was that it? Was that my moment? Nah, sis, keep going. Keep winning on purpose. Keep pushing toward the purpose and the vision that God gave you. That is why he gave it to you, so that you could know that it's there. You know that you can reach that thing, but you have to get past the distractions, because honestly, if you can't handle the distractions and the level of life that life's during the time that you're in now, then you're not going to be prepared to handle that thing once you reach that big purpose, once you've reached that destination, you know. But however, life is always a journey. So even when you think you've arrived, there's still more. Why? Because you're in the land of the living and you're supposed to keep living. Don't get stuck. So I encourage you today, sis, get inspired, get up, stay focused, whatever it is you're supposed to be working on, pick that thing back up right now and start getting it done. No excuses. Somebody is waiting for you. You are an answered prayer to someone. So there's no time for you to be like, I'm tired. I understand. But the times that you tire be the days that you produce the most. Why? Because you got to keep going. And, you know, I pray that you make this the best day of your life on purpose and get in your word. You know, the scripture that I had kind of quoted earlier was Romans 12:1. And I'm going to read it real quick. If you got some time, get your Bible out and read it later or read it along with me now. It's Romans 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yahuwah, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastising of Yah, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Like this scripture right here, get in your word today, sis. Hebrews chapter 12, and we can talk about it later at another time. But that scripture right there speaks so much to us to understand that the purpose that God has for you, some of it will require some chastising so that you can be prepared to actually fulfill out the purpose. Think about the purpose that the Most High had for his only son. That was not an easy task. However, he steadfast. He kept going and he fulfilled it. And understand that your reward is not something that is, how can I put this? The reward is heavenly. That's how I see it, because, you know, commentators or those of you that want to have a conversation deeper about this, please comment. Let's talk about this thing, because, yeah, it's heavenly. Like, the reward is not for man to understand, because one would think that the crown that the Most High Son received was not a crown of glory, but it was the greatest crown of life, like, ever. Like, I'm super thankful for that. So anyway, back to more of where I was going with the conversation, which was to understand what you think about, what you say, what you talk, that is going to be the outcome of your day. So if you keep speaking death, death is what you're going to receive. Like, I understand it's easier to complain. It's easier to pout. Why? Because you fit in when you complaining. You fit in when you pouting. But when you understand that, okay, yeah, it's hard right now. Yeah, the struggle is super real, but I'm not going to allow the struggle to have a chokehold on me. I'm going to make sure that I handle the struggle and get through it. Handling the struggle is getting through it and not allowing it to deter you from the plan that the Most High has for your life. So I ask you this question: how bad do you want it? Ask yourself that question: how bad do I want it? And if you want to, you know, have a conversation with me later, please feel free. My calendar is free for the month of April thus far. And it's time for, I have a few dates that are full, but the flexibility is definitely, open. So, you know, let's have some conversations. Let's get back on track. It is spring. It's going to be raining. It's going to get warm. It's going to be pollen. Like, I'm dealing with pollen so heavy right now. My nose is stuffy. My eyes real puffy. And it's pollen. But that's okay. Give me some locally grown raw honey and I'm going to shake this allergy. And that's a tip. If that's something that you suffer with, find you some raw local honey and that can be your allergy medicine. I'm not a doctor, so of course consult with your doctor if that's something that you've been suffering with. But if there's something, if you're more on the natural tip, it definitely works. And I need to get me some. I need to find some. But anyway, I pray that you make this the best day of your life. No complaining. None of that, man. No gossiping. Just stay focused. And when people keep trying to take you away from what the Most High is pushing you toward, you got to just say, all right, I can't worry about none of that. I can't hear none of that. I got to stay focused. Okay? That is your goal this week. That is the objective. This week, it is time to alter your thinking, change your brain and your body. Like, you are going to be so transformed by the renewing of your mind, because that's where transformation starts. It's so real. Like, it's super real. Change your thinking, change your brain and body. Develop an anteater in your brain that can eat up all the negative thoughts that come into your head and mess up your efforts to have a better body. Teach your anteater to talk back to the pesky ants so you can free yourself from negative thoughts. Whenever you feel mad, sad, nervous, or frustrated, write out your thoughts and the ant species. Then write down what your anteater would say to that ant to kill it. As soon as you write down the truth, it diffuses any negative feelings and you start to feel better. Look at the following chart, for example. So I'm reading off of an activity that I do with some of my, what's it called? I don't like to call people students, but some of my folks, you know, I like to say my friends, clients, whatever, people that I life coach with. And this activity teaches you, if the ant is, I ate a cookie, now my diet is ruined. The species, all or nothing, ant eater. I enjoyed the cookie, will eat fewer calories at dinner to make up for it. So it gives examples of, instead of being negative, start to transform your thoughts based off of the negative action that you either have committed or experienced. Like another example, okay, I didn't walk today. I was supposed to walk today. Now I'm never going to walk. No, don't say the never going to walk. Okay, I'll make sure I walk sometime later today. Maybe I wasn't supposed to walk earlier today, but I'm going to still do it. So it's all on altering what you say so that you can have a better outcome instead of celebrating the negative and that hadn't happened yet either. Okay? So again, I pray that you get what I'm talking about, and I'm going to talk more about this because it's time for us to really pay attention to what we say out our mouth, because what we say out of our mouth, it matters. Okay? It really matters. I've learned that. I'm learning that, to stop worrying about things that are not in my control, and to not entertain the worry and to not entertain negative, you know, words that are either directed in my life and or come out of my own mouth or my head as of my thoughts. So we have to start paying attention to that. And I guarantee you that you will start seeing some outcome. Of course, if you want to dive in more, feel free to reach out to me on howbaddoi.com. And also, I have some upcoming events. Make sure you check in the section for the events. And then we're going to start selling some Siege jewelry coming in the near future, because I've been handing some of it out and people have been blessed by it. And, you know, if you don't buy it for yourself, buy it to be a blessing to somebody else, because that's what we're here for. And that mustard seed faith, that stuff ain't no joke. Like, when you can see a piece of mustard seed and it is, you know, in your face to make you realize how big of a tree that little seed grows, and God said that that's all it takes for our faith to move mountains, like, let's go. So again, make sure you're following me on Facebook at Siege Jewelry Store, and we'll be going live there. So I thank you guys for listening. Make sure that you share, like, subscribe, all of the podcasting. And if this is found to you, well, if you're listening to this on YouTube, all of that stuff, because we got to share this so people can be like-minded, so we can have people to celebrate with us and not be trying to pour us down, because we are our brother and sister's keeper. Let's keep winning, y'all. We got this. So make sure you smile at somebody today. Smiling is a gift. Everybody can't smile, pray for the person in front of you and pray for the person behind you. You never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life, because prayer does change things. It does. You know, if it's not changing a situation, it's changing your heart toward the situation. Why? Because you're giving that situation to the Most High and you're trusting what He's going to say and what He's going to do. So, again, that's it, y'all. I'm done. This was way longer than I intended it to be, but I'm excited. I'm on fire for the things that the Most High is doing in your life and doing in my own life. And, you know, and just how He's showing us how His word is living. So get in your word again today, sis. And until next time, I love you. Good day.